for the Uncle Rico Show. It's time for the Uncle Rico Show. So chug a course, cause here we go. It's time.
Boom! We're doing it.
Yes, we are. What? Look, I don't know where the fuck you went, and he'll be here. Don't worry about it, Mike.
Look behind me.
Look behind you for what?
Look behind me.
I'm looking for Shuli.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
We missed a $10 chat from Anthony Torito in the other show. Could we?
Okay. Hey, Bob, remember when you said we'd have a pull stream, pull scam? Remember when you said you would do one on one with Levy show scam? Remember when you said you had moist chicken food scam?
I agree with the last one.
I sent a picture of the chicken. Okay.
To who?
Okay. So fuck off. It's all good.
Fuck off!
Fuck off!
It's all good. Welcome to the Uncle Rico Show. We're behind the wall. I hope you're all comfortable here. We'll be flying at 1,500 feet.
That's really low, Bob.
Okay, a little higher then. Look, it's been an exciting day. We don't know what's going on with John. I hope he's not drinking over this. I hope he finds out who did this, who was the villain, and stop pointing fingers at people that
pointing crooked fingers
at. Look at that. You know what that is?
That's overcooked chicken. That's overcooked
chicken. It's not overcooked. It's perfectly cooked. Look how moist it is. There's puddles around it.
No, it's not. But that's not done. How long does that have to go? You said it's in for another hour?
It was in there for a fucking hour. Because
Is it in there for now?
It's shut off now. It's just sitting there. It's like, hey, how you doing?
You gotta take it out. It's gonna get overcooked.
I'm gonna settle. It's perfectly cooked. Don't worry about it.
It's
swimming in garlic. Thank you.
It's gonna be like sinew.
Cheap chicken. That's a good tasting chicken. That's flavoring that chicken. God damn it. That's the best part of the chicken.
It has some flavor. It's not gonna have any
skin on it, and that's it. You know, make chicken pick you your ass. That's hog leg, not chicken. Hey, I forgot about my hog leg. It's a
hangar.
We do
have a guest, boys.
We have a guest?
Ooh.
Okay.
We do.
Bring him.
Who are you calling a chicken, you son of a bitch? You calling me a chicken? Bab, I thought we were friends, you piece of shit. Fuck.
What the fuck is going on? How did Joey C get in Shuli's house?
I'm your captain now. This cocksucker, he's done with. I was John's mole the whole fucking time. None of you let me right in. I'm a fucking wolf in sheep's clothing, you cocksucker.
Good to see you, Joey D.
What kind of you fucking comedy coach cocksucker? You haven't taught me one goddamn punchline.
Come on, we're a team, man.
Get the hell out. It's Discount Joey. hey guys, what's going on? Yeah, you like brows? I just got it done. I got my glasses. Everything's all set up here. This is what you get for going behind the cocksucking wall, all right? I mean, we could have done this on YouTube for free, but why give them the benefit of the doubt when you guys are the cocksuckers paying for it?
Fuck. Dollar store, Joey.
I don't do good reading, Bob. You go ahead. You read that. Go ahead.
Hot Body 1330. I know it's been explained, but how do I get a Discord link or invite? The one in my members perk is broken. Joe, if you're there, can you help this young man out?
I know Bob would do it, but he's busy.
We will update that today.
Joe's been great. Joe's helped me out from the start. He didn't know it, but I was nervous about sending dick pics, and Joe talked me into it. And so, because of Joe, I send them everywhere now to everybody.
And Joey wouldn't have the wonderful sound system that he does.
That's right. Look for my new cock pics on Zillow. They took it over there. I don't know why, but they took it.
I'm Steve Zillow.
Yeah.
My pictures will be up on Steve.
Fuck him. He had his chance, that prick Jew fuck. That was sorry. Hey, look at this guy. He's good. Hey, you want to bring him on and have a log of shit come out of a woman's ass?
Oh my God.
What does this say? You get my DM on X, I can send you the information tonight. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, send it. Yeah. Send it away.
You should move. Colin said Joey Catalanoberg. Joey C. John Franklin.
That's a fucking keeper if I ever fucking heard it.
Hey, Joe, you should be on top of these ones, not me.
Yeah, Joe.
Fucking, I mean, come on. Bob, look, I noticed the accent was a little off. You usually talk in a minor.
Fuck him, Bob. Fuck him. He knows him, bologna, and ham, and cheese, and the omelets. They all know what they're doing. The fucking corn, potato, there's oranges, there's broccoli involved.
Every started on roast beef.
Every food group's out to get me. Don't you understand that? God.
Dabble Storian is a West London more accent, and but we should ask him if he can do an Australian accent. We should have him on tomorrow.
Of course, look, it's very close.
We should do like Usual Suspects and have a lineup of people doing an Australian accent. Joey, Dabble Storm, all them.
I always said Cardiff does the best Australian one.
You always said look at this. I think Joey C sent the link to Mike Morse. Me and Bob don't play dirty like that, he says.
True.
Son of a bitch. You know what you did, you son of a bitch.
Oh, this could be possible. Who knows?
We got breaking John news over here. This cocksucker.
What's happening?
What happened?
Watch this. This is from earlier today before the porn awards were given out.
Joey, can you come on and explain this? Joey, please.
Can you clear this shit up?
I don't work for Shirley. They're trolling me. Okay. Well, that makes sense, Joey.
I don't work for nobody. I'm a rogue. Bob calls it a rouge.
Fuck, would you be against me now? They're saying that you said you'll never do my show, Joey. I can't follow the madness anymore. It's a madhouse. A madhouse.
What's that?
Don't cry. I love you, John. Don't cry.
Oh, you cut it. I always love when John does a movie scene and then he says what movie it's from.
Oh, and he's such an ass. He goes, What movie?
Yeah.
He did that, and I put Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Remember, he did that line. But he wouldn't read it because I was the only one that knew what he was talking about.
You said you'll never do my show, Joey. I can't follow the madness anymore. It's a madhouse. A madhouse.
What movie is that from?
Planet of the Apes.
Link. I couldn't do like as I was playing that. No. I'm not gonna send them both. That'll drive Joey crazy. I don't wanna. What the fuck is going on with my fucking thing here?
John, send me a link to take a nap. John, send me a sleep link.
What is he at 6%?
Why can I send links?
Because you're dumb. Good.
I don't know why the fucking stupid fucking StreamYard ain't working.
Yes, yes.
Well, I have a story.
I have a guess. Shuli looks less like Joey C than he does R. Crumb. I have a different one, but I don't think this one's very representative. Try it. You want me to try the other mask real quick?
Try the other. What the hell?
While Shuli's putting on the other mask, can I point out that John has done this before where he can't figure out how to send the link? The link that's in the top of your browser, streamyard.com/ and all the, that's the same link. Like, you could just copy it out of there and send it to them.
You literally look to your left and you go, okay, that's it.
Yeah, you cocksucker. Just look to your left. What?
That looks like Craig Stadler.
Hey, I'm the walrus, you prick. Look at me. Hey, what's going on, cocksuckers? It's Joey C. Joey C.
Oh, that's great.
Now the other one looks more like Joey, right?
I mean, right, but you need to, if you had the big glasses on that one.
Yeah. You think with big glasses it'll work?
Yeah. Because that's just a funny looking.
Yeah, just put your normal glasses on that one.
Yeah.
It's really disconcerting.
Yeah.
Ow! Motherfucker. I feel a little ridiculous. I'm not going to lie. I think I look silly.
Put back the other one.
All right. All done.
Or you could raw dog it and go as yourself.
Rochi, remember 6 months. It wasn't nice to see Mrs. C do that to John. Didn't know she could shit like that. Wow, FKB.
Wow.
That's one who takes she takes it for the team.
And says,
"You prick, you made me piss my pants. I'm driving. I'll piss your pants like a goddamn prick, you prick.
Like a pants pisser."
Wait, I'll take it up another level. Don't worry.
You not only Clay Dabble and Ben Shuley are working for Shuley, and they want to take you down. So Clay Dabble is working with Shuley and Ben Shuley. Okay. Yeah. If I was showing you, I would. Yeah, okay.
I'm glad you got the full story, John.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Because, you know, you always hiccup if you're not drinking in the morning.
Not yet, vomit. I'll tell you when to come out.
Me and you are staying together for a little longer.
I swear to God, man. It's amazing. It's fucking...
It's amazing?
John, I'm pissing myself over here,
no
John.
Fucking loyalty. These guys are fucking... Everyone's a fucking work. Joey, I emailed you the link. Come on now and put it to sleep.
Come on now. Come on in.
Yeah, Joey.
Hey, buddy. Is.
Yes.
He said a lot of time. A lot of time in his car today.
I'm running from the law, John.
I'm on the lam.
Let me shut down my fucking phone.
Are you on the Shitways Network now?
I don't work for Shuley. Your buddy Dabble Storian went on there and made a challenge that he went to challenge me to.
This is not. These are not grown-ups. This is not.
John, everything I own is behind me, John.
What are you blocked from, too?
Who's blocked? From where?
From where?
How dare you? Nobody blocks my
Nobody tip. Fucks with Tiff.
How dare you? You tell me
not
right
not around
now.
Here.
Not around these parts.
Mm-hmm.
A comic stand-up. He did that shit to fucking egg hurt me.
Uh-oh. Mm. Update.
Pretty girl.
Hold on. Hold
the phone,
people.
What? He's live?
Look behind me. Look behind me.
Please tell me he's on.
Look behind me.
What's going on?
As of this moment, I've just been texted that Stuttering John's channel is nowhere to be found.
What are you talking about?
Ouch.
No, that's type up.
If you, yeah, see, this is what I'm saying. Like
this is not this is not how we go, you know.
No, it's still up, Shuley.
It is?
What?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh, okay. I see it now. All right.
Yeah, type in jerk off. It comes right up.
You're right. I was tapping in Stuttering John. You're right. All right.
Stuttering John.
If you do that, all you get is Uncle Rico videos.
Wait a minute. I know. Yeah, fucking how did Rock Bottom come up?
you just hit your rock bottom right there.
Okay, yeah, it's there. Thank God. Yeah, you're, don't do that shit to people.
Sorry, I got a text. I thought
listen,
it was.
I don't think anybody's doing it. I think what happened is going to have repercussions.
I don't think it should. It wasn't his fault. He didn't know this was going to happen.
No, don't you want to vet the people you have on?
Well, you should. Yeah. It's not about wanting. It's something you should do.
Yeah.
Stuttering John is not trademark. You can trademark it.
Surely that would be fucking hilarious. He'd never be able to call himself Stuttering John again.
Please do it. Somebody.
Whatever it costs, it's worth it.
I'll take a cut and pay for that.
You'll take a cut and pay just from your fucking appearances.
Meanwhile, the video is still playing on Facebook unedited. From today,
who's gonna?
So he asked.
What's that, buddy?
I was gonna ask ask Bob who's gonna cut up his
chicken
for him.
A little too late. Let's go back to the video. Thank you.
They suspended his channel for 1 week. What? Oh, really? How do you know that?
Bob, can you reach out to him and confirm that? Because surely, if that's true, we should have the audience do what they did for us on Twitter and get his channel on.
I agree. Yeah.
I just don't think he's going to believe me right now at this moment. But I mean, it's
whether or not he takes your help, at least you offer it.
That's right. That's right. It's a very Jewish thing to do.
All right. Let me look for my John phone.
The mitzvah.
Just tell him we'll be.
I've learned so much these last couple of days.
Tell him to unblock so we can retweet his message.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we can have people at YouTube. Hold on. Where'd he go? Oh my God.
This is count.
We're a stuttering guy.
Count cum. Who are you?
No, it, count on
I
comedy.
Got a cum guy.
Ice wall. I got a count on. It's where did he go?
One, two. Let's see.
Okay, here it is.
How many strikes against my channel?
So now shut up. Reply to all. If I reply to all, I'm gonna get it. Okay. Wait. I'm gonna reply to all because I don't see reply anymore.
Text him. Wait.
I don't have his text. We don't text. We I'll reply.
You have his phone number.
I don't, you fucking idiot.
I have it. I've never used it.
How did you,
John? Joey said.
Who said
that he was out for a week? Joey.
Just say we heard.
Suck my dick.
I don't know if you want. Hey, Tiff, thank you. I almost called her.
Did we find out what Tiff was talking about being blocked?
Yeah, Tiff, where were you blocked?
I'm still at John here.
We worry about it.
Show us on the doll where you were blocked. You're still on John. John.
Okay, John.
John.
John. Yeah, I did that.
Okay, John. That's all we got so far. John, heard your channel was taken down.
Did
that's
I do a
bullshit.
Period because he's going to John and then period?
A comma. Would be good. Yeah.
Comma. Okay. Where's comma?
Yeah.
I never used it. Where
look
is
this? Jesus. Clay Dabbler unblocked on Twitter.
Excellent.
Okay, John. Wait, let me put the comma closer.
Everything's coming up in the house. Yeah.
John, someone. Oh, God. Oh,
John blocked you.
Wow.
Oh, there's Tiff. She is fake. She's a bot.
He blocked the bot.
Look at this. First, Julie tricks John into posting swastikas. Then he tricks him into watching shit videos. When will this end? I did not trick him.
No,
I watched it just at the same time he did.
Suspended. Oh. You said you got suspended.
That's bullshit.
A week. Oh, God, two W's. Okay. A week.
Stole your truck?
Wait. Someone said you got suspended for a week. Period.
Right. That's bullshit.
Bullshit.
We have a contact at YouTube.
We have a contact at YouTube. I spelt it wrong.
Yeah, spell it right or actually he'll think that you know
tube.
Bono.
Tube. That's bullshit. We have a contact at YouTube. Nope.
Yes, Stacy.
We are not fucking.
Still have his fucking channel back by the time Bob gets his email out.
We are not fucking with you.
Stop helping him. He will take your channel down and not give a fuck. You know, you bring up an interesting point. Mm-hmm. But here's I see your point, and I raise you this. He will not accept the help.
Right. 100%.
He will not accept it. Can he stop the bullshit long enough to go, you know what? This is a system that I know nothing about. We knew nothing about it when it happened to us. Right. We asked for help. We got help from so many people. It's okay.
Hey, Bob, here you go. Just copy and paste this.
I already finished now.
There you go. Dear John, I heard that you got suspended. Is that the truth?
Okay, wait. That's as bad. Okay, YouTube is not right. Okay, so we got to put your little space there. Huh?
You won't even reply to this.
He's
going to go on the air and he's going to go, these guys, you don't think I know they did this? And now they're trying to help me?
I'm too fucking smart for them.
Well, he can't go on the air.
Right.
That's true. Okay, but you can come on here and shit on us if you want.
Okay, so there, I just hit send.
Okay.
And that means
it Boom! Was, what was the final thing?
That I wrote? Yeah. John, someone said you got suspended for a week. John, okay. John,
come. Is it all in caps? Why are you yelling?
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Someone said you got suspended for a week, period. That's bullshit. I should have said, we have a contact at YouTube. We are not fucking with you. It's not cool what happened today. Hit me back.
There you go. Good. All right. I like it. I like that. We will not hear from him.
Mm-hmm.
But we made the effort, okay?
Right.
And everybody here is a witness that we reached out. All right.
And I'll reach out again. Nothing going to keep me down. I just reached out. Wow. And I'll reach out again.
Hold on, John. I got three other people I'm picking up.
Stand up. He did that shit to fucking egg hurt me. So he asked.
Hold on. We missed a couple. Oh, my God. Get ready. Get that button ready. We got some doozies. Here we go.
Are you on the Shitways Network now?
I don't work for Shuli. Your buddy, Dabo Story. And we're not. There and made a challenge. Anyway.
You sexy motherfucker.
To challenge me to a comic stand up.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
He couldn't get it. He's like, I got one more.
Must touch hair.
What a douche.
Would you get email back?
Hey, no. Fucking, I looked
the chicken's
at
ready.
I was, shut up. No, I looked at the picture of the chicken I put in the fucking, in the picture. I shut the fuck up. I put the picture of chicken, I put it in the group text, and fucking fat boy Zenhauser comes in and goes, you got my intention now. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It was like, I'm like, why am I getting all these messages? And it's him fucking looking at the chicken. He'll come over one day for the chicken.
It's like you put the bat signal up in the sky. Yeah. Anthony shows up.
Fat man.
When you cook that chicken right, it's the best tasting chicken you're going to have. I'm telling you, it's the flavor, that part of the chicken.
Well, hopefully she'll cook it right one day, and you will get that taste, because it does not look rightly cooked there. I'll tell you.
What are you talking? You have no idea about chicken.
Oh, please. I know that chicken. You can blow bubbles with that chicken. It's so funny. It's going to be so dry and chewy. And
Okay. Okay. Watch how many napkins I have.
Okay. The video is still on Facebook. Wow. I just downloaded it. Now, what do I do now? I don't know, man. I don't want that in my hard drive.
I'm going to see. I'll be able to see if an email comes to the computer, because it usually lights up.
Right.
No, you know, like you'll see, like it says, you know, who, like, you know, when somebody, right. You know.
Like you used to do when Cardiff came on.
Yeah. Used to light up.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking talk about him no more. Okay.
What subject?
Pissed off.
Member for 4 months. John acts like every stream is his first. It's amazing. It really is amazing.
That shit, the fucking egg hurt me.
Whoa, double one.
Double. Hold on.
Oh, and another. It's coming up again.
This is the one.
260 for my shirt.
Wow.
60 for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
We got a music video. Just keep playing them.
Yeah.
The Prince Gazette.
All right.
Challenge me to a comic standoff. He did.
God damn it.
He's luring him back to the family.
Yeah. he's wooing him with his charm.
That shit. The fucking egg hurt me.
Oh.
So he asked Bob to train him,
And my, what was that?
Yeah. Let me stretch my eyelids a little bit here. Give a little attention to this hair. Yeah.
Joey's been going down the wrong way of the highway this entire time. Everybody's honking at me, John. I don't get it.
Because he's simply unbookable. Yeah. He don't know.
Yeah, what's that plane doing here?
John, now they're saying I can't drive on a tarmac, John.
Me and Dabble Story went to go one-on-one on the newspaper fucking network. Okay? Number two.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Let's go back.
He's trying to play hard to get. And Joey, you know, Joey will fall for this. Yeah. Joey's a very sexual man.
He's doing the equivalent of dropping something and bending down to pick it up. He's doing that. You understand?
Dad,
what are you trying to do? Get me gun, go off the road, John? Is that what you're trying to do?
It's not going to work, John. Your feminine ways will not trap me again, John.
He asked Bob to train him, and Mike's supposed to train me. And Dabble Story went to go one-on-one on the newspaper. Oh. Fucking network, okay? Number two, I told you. What I said was, I won't go on John's no more. As long as you got these trolls, I'm not going on with these guys. I keep telling you, they're fucking no good. I cannot associate myself with those assholes no more. I can't. Dabble Story and all those fucking.
I wasn't listening to you. I was busy fixing my hair.
I tuned you out since I saw the color red. What did you say?
Well, Clay Dabbler's a good guy. Great guy. Okay? Mason of Portland, great guy. Dabble Story, no fucking good, John.
Mason Portland.
He's trolling you. He's a piece of garbage.
Wow.
Joey.
De La Tu.
I played you, the dues payer, trashing you and goofing on you.
Listen to me.
When have I ever goofed on this cocksucker? You find me a fucking tape of me talking shit about Joey C, and I'll fucking blow myself in the Macy's goddamn parade.
Wouldn't it be funny if he was driving somebody and they get off on the highway when he slowed down?
Just pull over by this old guy here.
Mr. Ribs, we reached the destination. Mr. Ribs. Ty, thank you guys so very much. I've had a crazy scary day today, and y'all make me laugh out loud when I didn't think I could. Uncle Rico on the Shuly Network, best show ever. Yeah, we got I won't talk about it now because I got this dumb mask on.
Oh my god, look, Catalina TV in here.
Uh-oh, Shuly,
trying to re-roll us.
Wait, I'll take care of this one. Shuly, Bob, I know who striked his channel. It was Cardiff. It was
no, it says it was not Cardiff, Bob.
It was he just said. Oh, now you put the knot in?
Yeah.
Shuly, Bob, I know who struck the channel. It was not Cardiff. It was Dabblestorian, and it was not me. It was not Hackride, or it was not OJ. It's the last person on the list. Do you want to know or not? Hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch. Except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a three-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the 3 month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as four correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show.
So, you think OJ will be talking about
behind my paywall?
Yeah.
OJ will be like, thank you, everybody, but I did not strike John. I was watching football.
Hello, America.
I would have loved to, but...
Do I like Stuttering John? Not really.
Listen, I think collectively as a group,
it was not Dabble Storm. You see, Catalanka TV said it was not. Oh, now you're going to blame Melton. Stop it with that.
It was
fucking
Melton.
Shit.
Melton doesn't have in this fight. Why would Melton do that to John?
This is redirectioning hate. Okay, Joey? That's what you're doing here.
Yeah, Joey. It sounds like you want it to be Melton, but I don't. I would say no on that. I don't think Melton's doing that to anybody.
How is it okay for you to go do that guy's show, but you have a problem with...
I don't have a problem going on your show.
I got a customer in the back seat, John. I don't need this shit.
OJ here. I would never do anything to hurt anybody.
FYI.
Tell the story.
This really cuts like a knife. I hear this being blamed for this stuff.
You think you know somebody.
He's doing you, John.
Well, why don't you realize that the Shitway is fucking with you?
Dabble Storian did all this with the Deuce player. This is his doing.
No, I played. Shuley was goofing on you, Joey. I played you.
I know this.
You said you'd never go on there again. And now you're going on there.
Oh, my God. This is why.
And you tell me how much you hate the Deuce player, and then you're on his network now.
I don't work now. I got my own channel, John. I got my own show. This is just a thing we're doing to fuck so I can beat that.
This is a show called Comedians in Cars Arguing About Jews. Yeah. The new show coming out on Netflix.
No, we don't shine shoes anymore.
Yeah.
Dabble Story's ass, okay? I'm sick of Dabble Story. He won't fucking leave me alone, John. What am I supposed to do?
No, I'm going to be your friend right now. You have to listen to me.
All right, John. All right.
Okay. How much traffic is he in?
I think he's pulled over finally.
What Shuley's doing right now is using you and Dabble Storian to make him money. He don't give a fuck about you. He don't care about Dabble Storian. He's just doing this to make money off of you. That's what he's doing. You have to see through that he's a fucking lying piece of shit. That's all. He's using you, Joey. And one day you're going to wake up and you're going to realize it and you're going to text me or call me. And you're going to say, John, you were right. John, I was wrong.
You know, Shuley knows how I truly feel for him. He knows that I've had nothing but beef with him. He knows it. I hear you.
Look, Joe.
But I love Shuley. I love
you. I hear you. I hear you.
Right in the background, was that the GPS? Was that the GPS?
Yeah, the GPS said, I love Shuley. Left turn when possible. That was his wife.
We are. You see that?
This is all we do. It's all we know.
Truly feel for him. He knows that I've had nothing but beef with him. He knows it. I hear you.
Look, Joe.
But I love Shuley. I love Shuley.
I hear you. I hear you.
That your wife seems to love Shuley.
Yeah, she's got a type. What's your problem, cocksucker? You don't know what a woman's into you.
What do you think?
John.
What do you think?
Are you listening to things, John? Listen to me.
Heard your wife just say she loves Shuley.
I love Shuley.
She says she loves Shuley, yeah.
Put your wife on for a second.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I want to see your cans.
John, you do not want to get on Mrs. C's bad side. Trust me.
Yeah, don't push it, John.
Mrs. C, do you like anal?
But you know what you can push, Bob? That face closer to that microphone. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, no, it's right here. That's why I don't get it.
It is now. You were just back. You go,
okay, sometimes I do a stretch, a little shoulder pull.
He's the worst.
When have I fucked with you? When have I ever
fucked with me? Let me move the Christmas tree, John.
God, it's pine tree scent, John.
Fuck with you.
John, it's cotton candy pine tree scent, John. It's amazing.
When it's got nicotine flavor on it. You put it in your mouth after it smells up the thing nice.
You suck on it, John. If you like candy canes or cigarettes, it works for both, actually.
Everybody fucks with me. Everybody fucks with Joy. Why can't
when have I fucked with you ever?
Would it say you?
Why are you screaming at me, first of all?
Oh, yeah. Girl power.
Don't scream at me.
When have I ever fucked with you?
Why can't I say, why? If you hate Shuley, Joe hates Shuley, why can't I like Shuley?
Oh, so you weren't kidding?
I don't know, maybe.
No, you weren't. Here you guys are, another fucking work.
Oh my God, will you stop with my wife?
Don't say that in front of my air freshener, John. You leave the air freshener out of this.
She's just being a ball.
It's some innocent pine scent.
He got rid of him?
Yep, just like that.
I don't know what happened to him.
Well, when a narcissist has somebody push against them, and what do you think's going to happen?
And look, again, I want to say, I don't think Joey had anything to do with the porn bomb, but I will say that's one hell of a motive that we just saw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And his wife does have an ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that with all due respect, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's all. All right.
And if that was his wife, it was a fucking beautiful pooper.
Oh, there's a clip. That was
from a fucking troll.
I know. That was a clip from My Lost Interest. And another clip, it's a 17-second one, but John claiming that he has a mole here in the shoe.
I got to go check on the chicken.
No. The chicken's gone. I'll be on your show in 2 seconds, John. I got to get in the HOV lane.
There it is. Sex. Hold on. Let me check my email real quick. Just in case it's not
in. Yeah, check it real quick.
Okay. I'm going to hit retweet. Refresh.
Refresh.
You're learning.
Okay. Nothing has came. Let's see if it came into the junk emails. Why is it in the junk? Wait, no, it's not in the junk. Okay.
Do you have drunk mail?
Okay. Nothing came. Latest thing, Uncle Jake Hudson. Okay.
Jake Hudson is in your junk mail?
No, he's in my regular mail. He sends me a link when I can do a show. We're buddies, Mike. I don't know if you had a friend or not.
Yeah. I got someone on the inside. You don't worry about it, Clay Dabla. I'm not telling you who it is. But I got my moles. I got my moles from my old mole.
Hey, can I just check on this chicken real quick?
I'm not happy about this.
Just check the chicken?
Do I look like a fool to you? Do I look like somebody?
Now do we have to go to every one of those 10 guys we have in back and interview them?
Yeah.
Yeah, boys, get dressed. We got a little bit of a meeting now.
Well, so that is the best part, Shuli. He did say there's more to that clip where he talks about that his mole has told them that the super chats are fake, that the memberships are fake, and has told them exactly how much money we're making. Mm-hmm. And the funny part about that is there's exactly two people who have access to the back end of our YouTube channel, and that's me and Shuli. So unless one of us is your mole moron, whoever's telling you stuff's lying to you.
Tiger Lily, calm down. Bob's a rat. Hook him up to a lie detector. like we have these laying around. Calm down, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I will, Tiger Lily. This stone will be unturned, I think.
No stone will be left overturned or unwinded.
Unturned.
Unturned stones. I saw them live in 78. They were great.
The only thing that's fake are the viewers. Oh. Hello. Booyah. Thank you. Joe just confessed. That's right.
Basically.
You see yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Netflix. What do you write?
I played the clip. This is why I played the clip, because all you got to do is play it, and all the rats come running out.
Yeah. There's a little more cheese, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Joe has access to my back end. You son of a bitch. That was in private.
Wait, hold on.
Saw back end earlier today.
Hold on. Let me type something to John. Hit me back quick. They're starting to grill me about the viewers. And
hopefully you grill better than that chicken.
Shut
the fuck up.
They know, John.
Fake hog leg dinner. Stop it. Kevin Brennan is the mole, you see? I knew it.
Wow.
Because he knows everything that's going on.
Somebody sent me a DM that said Kevin said that he's going to reach out to John and tell him that if he does any shows. Amazingly, he heard about us putting a tour together, Kevin, as if he's looking for it or watching everything. And according to this source, that Kevin said that he will negotiate for John, and John should only – the only way John will, should do this is if he gets 90% of what we make.
Let him not get paid from you then, Kevin.
Yeah, because we won't make a dollar without John. So according to the comedy stylings of one Kevin Brent.
Yeah, the man that can't even leave his house.
I am not the mole for John. All right, let's get back in. Glad we didn't miss anything.
Jenny Sack.
That's got to be in the next Rico Bingo or Dabbler Bingo. Let me see.
Can you imagine having not a mustache? Good. I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
Bob's fake cool. Bob is not the mole. Exactly. I have a bump, not a mole, on my back.
Just wait a goddamn minute.
What?
Interesting that Zen isn't around when the mole gets talked
Holy
about.
Holy shit. Why don't we bring up Chicken and get him in the room?
Oh, he was all instantly into the text when Chicken was there. We bring up this story. All of a sudden, nobody's texting. All of a sudden, somebody's full. You expect me to believe that? Full of shit, maybe.
Can you imagine having a mustache like that? Where it's over, it's
not going to work now. It's not.
Can you imagine letting Mike climb on top of you after this show? That I
well, I know some one person will as soon as we get off this fucking thing.
Oh, stop it!
Oh, please. But look at that. I mean, you have to like everything you shovel into your mouth. It gets caught in there because it's like half an inch below his top lip.
Nelson says John was John was ranting today on the show. When he tuned in, that he was trashing Bob, saying that Bob was trying to lure John into doing shows because you guys know that without John, you'll make no money.
No.
If that's John, if that's not John Logic 101,
now,
I don't know.
Now I have to prove it. Okay.
Right. Now we have to. Now we have to. We've been challenged. Yeah. What's the goal? A dollar? Kevin said we won't make a dollar? Okay. You're on.
We're going to double that.
Wait. Oh, easy, Mike. Easy.
Anthony Evans, James O'Sullivan.
If I sold out these clubs with my opening act, Kevin Brennan, you don't think I'm going to sell it, these clubs out with fucking five people that, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or four people? Come on, bitch.
Lauren's missing shirt. Jackie the Joke Man has a gig in L.A. in February.
Oh, I'm sure he'd love to not see you.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good for Jackie.
Yeah, that's 2 months before your next gig.
Good for Jackie. Someone had my first day on Stern. I thought I had it queued up here.
Oh, my God.
But I'm dumb.
I think this is it.
Doesn't he accuse me of just living in the past and only holding on to my Stern show days? And
yes.
He's now looking for... Now, this is his show. This was Memory Monday, I believe, where he goes back and looks at clips of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And as usual, he's not prepared on Memory Monday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looking for the clip.
Well, who knew it was going to be Monday?
Yeah. Memory Monday at that.
Yeah.
Maybe he can't remember. I mean,
Howard fucking.
The bet was Stuttering John was pontificating about how the Shuley Network is a work. Then a blatant fake Dabblestorian comes on. And when the N word starts, Stuttering John jumps back like someone just shocked his nuts. I hate that his channel's down, but it's hilarious that it happened.
You get so pissed off. Yeah, let's play it. Let's find it.
What is that? How do you?
Such a control freak out there. Let's see. Which one should we watch today?
That's why his fingers all bent, because this is how he types. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
But I like how he goes, I have my first day here, and then he can't find it. And he goes, so what should we watch today, guys? you know, ixnay on what I told you was ready.
Do you think he watches himself on, like, you know, when he's off, like just watch and laugh?
Yes.
That's crazy.
100%.
Watch.
How about my 736th day?
Jason Shuley around.
I don't care.
Can't find this fucking clip.
Yeah, let me find it.
Wow.
Too bad you don't have a guy that works with you that loves to pull guns on old people, man. You would have found it by now.
I gotta find the one where.
You know,
I would have had this ready before that, but then I would have had to do something.
Here we go. This was
what? Let's see. Mike is the mole.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is when Robin decides that she changed her name. So I missed yesterday. I just had to take a break. But, so. I did my Thule fucking nonsense. Tampa Terry.
So that means this is Political Wednesday, by the way.
Yeah, I can't figure out if he's... I thought it was... See, I thought he's doing Memory Monday on Thule Tuesday.
Yeah, no.
Thanks for the 10 bucks.
He's doing Memory Monday of Thule Tuesday on Political Wednesday.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
I
thought he did Political Wednesday on Wednesday.
That is the plan. On
He'll
paper,
be doing
that's
on Friday.
What he wants to do.
Yeah.
But I thought he had two guys on. I tuned it
he
in
did.
For
after,
a second.
I guess after this, he gathered them up.
I thought I was watching some cocksucking festival.
Birthday, John.
Look at the question on the screen.
Okay, let's hear him read it.
Bro. I know someone who detransitioned back to a girl. I'm not trying to be funny, but should we call them formerly trans? Should I call them a transformer? Thanks, brother. I don't know. Look, you want to? I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know a joke when you read one?
Yeah, well, obviously it doesn't.
But thanks for the 10 bucks. So here we go. This is Robin.
That is all that matters, Bob.
Say what you want about anything.
For the right price, I'll let you say it all. There you go.
Announcement.
For the right price, I'll let you shit on my screen.
I was here for this. Let's see what happens.
I have a little announcement to make.
All right. Go ahead. If it's good, let's go for it.
Don't make fun of me.
Uh-huh. This is going to be something stupid, I got a feeling.
Yep.
I'm going to guess the announcement.
You can't guess this.
You have a boyfriend and you're in love.
No.
You're marrying Al D'Amato.
Press conference to tell you I'm in love.
You're going to shave your head.
No.
All right. What is the announcement? Go ahead, Rob.
Here you go.
All right. Uh-oh. I can see a real goofy smile on her face.
This is the...
You're getting your period.
No.
You can stop it, John, if you want.
He doesn't. He literally just puts on an episode and watches it and yells over the audio.
Right. It looked like he was trying to stop. Like he's like, I don't.
And it's literally like, I don't know if anybody's told him. It's a space bar. It's all you got to hit, John. Yeah. Space bar.
You're getting a new cat.
No. You couldn't guess this in a million years. See, I really got you this time.
You took a new picture of yourself that you're hanging on the wall.
No,
I was the one in the back. I was like, I bet you she's going to change her name.
Yeah, right. I was the one who suggested Ophelia. Shuli, how did you work with these people? They are all into. Look at me, Tiger Lily. Do I look like I'm normal to you? Mm-hmm. That's how you do it. You fit right in.
No,
why would I announce that?
You're moving to another country.
Next door to go.
You're going
to
be.
Right, I'm moving to
all right, go ahead. What is your announcement, please?
My announcement is.
Yes.
That from this moment on.
Oh, of Howard.
Have one name.
Are you going to be Robin and you're dropping
the
Quivers?
Formerly known as Quivers. This is amazing. Can you imagine this? Robin's a loon. I just want you to know. I mean, I love her. She's a loon.
Of course.
Not a good look, John.
She is certifiable.
So you're going to beat up all three of us?
Hey, whipped cream boy.
Everybody,
are you doing whippets with that whipped cream?
Nope, just drinking it.
Changes their name. Fred, he changes his name. Okay, let's see.
All right, so one person.
Let's see. Is it true Mr. X's real name was Tom Mazaway? I don't think so.
Mazaway.
I'll tell you, I knew him as Tony, but I don't know. I mean, I think that was not really his name either.
I think it was Tony the Tiger.
Well, think about that. Like, even back then, this guy wasn't sharing personal information with John.
He's like Robin. Nobody knows the real name. So here we go. Let's get back to Miss Quivers. And I want this one, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're not adding anything, so why should anyone see you?
Robin Quivers and her name change.
Nope. I am now
friendly.
Friendly.
Some things can't change.
Princess Turn Own Taxi.
Did you change your name to
I'm going by three names from now on.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay.
Robin Muhammad Ali.
Stuttering Robin Quivers.
You should go by three names. You already do. Rev Bob Levy. Boom.
E-V-G-O-D.
Yes, it is a Leroy Neiman, and it was for, I believe, for Private Parts. He painted that for Howard.
That's right.
Robin Ophelia Quivers.
Oswald. Quivers.
Is that right?
Yes.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You know how there's all these three names?
Oh. So I remember this. So Robin Ophelia Quivers.
Go ahead.
R-O-Q.
Okay.
So she literally is K-Rock.
Are you sure we want to get him back on, Rex, quick?
Whoa. Wasn't it W-X-R-K?
Yes, it was. But the one in L.A. was K-R-O-Q. So he's doing an L.A. K-Rock thing. But the one in New York was literally K-R-O-C-K.
Right.
You know, or K-R-O-K. Yeah.
K-R-O-C in the N-Y-C.
Oh, what a fucking madhouse. It's a madhouse! A madhouse! Oh, being that Stern, man.
You're...
I bet I could throw this show over this mountain.
But just
Today, Bob was Pilot Bob until he said we'd be cruising at 1,500 feet altitude. Yeah,
I didn't want to get too high because I knew we had to get back and get Shuley.
Yeah, one thing you know about Bob, he doesn't like getting too high. Robin Hood quivers archery too. Shuley was on Howard Stern. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really like to talk about it. Again, with the madhouse. Yes. It's everything's a madhouse. Everybody was laughing their asses off. Everybody.
The chicken is off.
From Hey Reed Todd.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Don't, what are you worried about my chick? Like, I can't say anything, and you guys are experts on fucking everything. One guy said he was a fucking chef, and you don't do it like that. You what do you know? You don't know what I do with chicken.
Well, he's a chef. He knows.
But he doesn't. I can't come up with my own ideas.
Look, I can smell the chicken burning from California.
Mm. This is essentially the Howard Stern show. You throw all these abused people in a room, and this is what you get, Radio Gold. We're all fucked up. Yes, we all are. Not a normal person in the bunch.
Some more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Same people now.
Oh, you're making a joke. Oh, I think you had a good
joke. I'm really doing it.
Well, what do you mean you're doing it?
I'm going to be three names.
Now, she was molested by her father. Which...
Jesus Christ.
Oh, geez. Look, I mean, check, what please.
What the fuck? Yeah. I came to see a kid's movie. Why are you killing the fucking deer right in the first 12 minutes?
I'd like to
minutes?
Take the dessert to go.
The Politics Wednesday.
Not our thank cup you, of Allie. Tea. Thank you. We'll go
thank
home.
You, Allie. Thank you, Allie. Allie understands.
Yes.
Thank you. No laughing matter. She had an abusive childhood.
No longer Robin quivers. I'm Robin Ophelia quivers.
You've got too much free time. You say you're busy, but you're really not. Well, what do you mean? How are you going to do this?
Well, from now on, when you refer to me, it's not Robin quivers. It's Robin Ophelia quivers. Yeah,
good luck with that.
His father told him to shut up and sit down. So that explains that one. Let's see who else we can get in here.
But this is the commentary he's adding to this. Like, you're not making joke. You're just going, his father did this. Her father did that. On with the clip.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here we go.
And where are you going? Like, in other words, how is the public going to become familiar with this?
Well, if you see my name in print, that's the way it'll be.
That's so she doesn't get confused with all the other Robin Quivers.
I can't remember what
there's Jackie. Said. Nothing wrong with him, so never mind.
He might not have had too bad of a childhood. Can't remember now. I thought Jackie had something.
Yeah, he changed to Jackie the Joke Man Martlin.
That's four names. Jackie the Joke Man Martlin.
When he was a kid, he was known as Jackie the Hand Job Martlin. So he did go through some stuff when he was younger. That's true. He doesn't like to talk about it, but it's in the documentary.
I don't know, but Jackie's just a mess anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Good one. There you go. Right. Move on.
There's so many others. You might be getting carried away with yourself. You just might be.
It rolls right off the tongue, though.
Yeah. Right. Robin will feel your quivers.
You don't want it to roll. You want it to be stuck.
You want people to really stop and think about it. Good luck.
Yeah, like Stuttering John Melendez. Mm-hmm. That's three names.
Oh, boy. Hey, if that makes you happy, good. That's what I say. Each his own. Wonder what else you're thinking about doing.
Hey, Shuley.
Yeah.
Is Ophelia her middle name?
Yes.
I believe so, yes.
So it's not like she just picked that out of the air and made it. Why is he making such a big deal out of this?
I mean, because he's doing a four-hour show every day, and this is, you know, this is the weird one was Fred. You guys remember Fred?
Right.
Yeah.
Changed his name to Eric. Yeah. Because he just thought it looked and sounded cooler as Eric rather than Fred.
That
wasn't even Joey this whole time. That was Shuley.
Yeah. Sorry. Wow. Whoops. I thought we were still on the air. God damn it.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Why don't you put the background? What are you leaving to? Shuley.
Wow. I guess it's over. Well, guys, right. Good fun.
I'm going to have to take over the fucking flight now.
Maybe
now
his we're flying it.
I'm your captain now. Shuley's gone. It's time for homeroom. Everybody, cocksuckers, I'm doing attendance. Let me know if you're here. Wifey says Shuli looks better without the toupee. I tried to explain, but now she's even more. I want her to take a peek now if she really wants to get thrown for a loop.
I think I drew a few of you yesterday.
I didn't ask for Sharpie. I'm not paying extra for Sharpie.
Look how comfortable my lost interest is. See, that's what you know. The sun makes that's you feel good.
That's a guy who's living. That's a guy. He's got life under control. I got mustard. Oh, I got mustard.
Hey, can you put like some glue under the mustache and do the John thing?
Yeah, I have. You know what? My daughter has slime. I'll just get some of her slime. Just have it hang.
Tiger Lily, breaking news. Shuli, Bob, Tukey, and Carl tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I hope you all listen.
It's on Carl's channel. Who are these podcasts? WATP. Go to Carl's channel. Subscribe.
This will be my first time talking to the Tukey.
Ooh, exciting.
It is very much.
You want to say something, nerd?
Well, I was going to say, Carl did say he if we wanted him, he'd be available for BS tomorrow to plug the 4 o'clock thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. For sure.
Cancel Mike.
Thank God.
Oh, Fred changed his name because it was associated with his father, who he didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Real quick, I want to mention Patreon because, Froggy, explain to them what you were saying, what the whole nerd thing you were saying to me before the show, because I tune you out.
Yeah, so this episode will be released as an audio download on like Spotify and iTunes and that. So if you're listening to this on Spotify and iTunes, we only release 2 episodes a week for audio download. If you're on the Patreon, every BS show, every Uncle Rico show, all of those audio podcasts are on there. So if you like to download your audio, you can get everything on the Patreon.
Yeah, you're missing. If you're just going through Spotify or Apple or one of those sites, you're missing. So get behind the wall on Patreon and get your audio because you'll like
it. C-Mac, Bob is going to love Tukey. Maybe that will get a certain potato jealous.
Please press the space bar. You got it.
You can get like how is somebody going to call her Robin Ophelia fucking Quivers anyway?
Well, there's no fucking in
it. And by the way, she dropped this stupid idea.
Unlike me, I'm still stuttering John Melendez.
I'm still on the horse.
I'm still mooching after all these years.
Much. And when you sign your name now, if someone asks you for an autograph, it will be Robin Ophelia Quivers.
Yeah.
When did it? Why don't you
talk
about
change my last name to Cunt if I was there.
You would have changed it to what?
Cunt. Robin, I'll feel you cunt.
I'll feel you cunt. You will? We just met. Easy, lady.
Last night.
Should you really feel comfortable announcing this? I mean, maybe you'll change tonight.
Really thought about.
No, it's not something that'll be easy to do. I'll have to constantly tell people, no, it's Robin Ophelia Quivers.
So when someone says to you, hi, I'm, hey, Robin Quivers.
I'll say, Robin Ophelia Quivers.
Please. Right. You'll have to retrain your cats.
Yeah, that was Jackie.
Well, good for you.
Brother, I guess. I didn't even know Jackie had a brother, but 31
seems good friend.
Spot on. I think I remember this alcoholic brother who committed suicide. Yeah, we all had some trauma. This whole show was PTSD.
Isn't that exciting?
They made a movie about it. It's called Platoon. You ever see it?
God damn it. I fucking just slammed my toe on the weight.
You want to stand the show?
I'm getting feeling back at least. So
there you go.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
How much time we got left in this? 23:22. Oh, we're at, and it goes to 43. Another 20 minutes. All right. So the Patreon, the Shuli Network. I was plugging that. Please hit the like button. According to lovely Nikki, who's here every show. Yeah. OG supporter. We love her. That goddamn chicken broke his toe. Yeah, he dropped it on his foot. I got to get this off. I keep getting air.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, come on.
My God, Tiff.
I'm just as God made me. I thought you were talking about
me. I was talking about you. Bob was talking about Tiff's.
Did you see what Tiff wrote?
Yeah, it was good.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, wow. And these ladies know. this kind of
stuff. Now, the chicken, I can get a piece right now, and it would drip. I take a bite out of it. It would drip down my face, okay?
Damn right, Jim. That's a fact.
D Lizard had a good good point. Can you pull that up? Just want to
break your toe, then grill it. So John thinks it's crazy that Robin transitioned to a new name. mighty fine point you bring up there, my friend. Mm-hmm. Dang. Days like today truly make me wonder if Stuttering John really does have a 160 IQ and is trolling us all. Nah, he really is that gullible. Yeah. Well, go watch WATP's latest video they put out, yeah, where they break down Bob going on his show and us fucking with him. And go watch. He'll sit there and tell you he knew it was a work the whole time. But you watch him on the phone with his nephew he watched the YouTube video, the Twitter video that Bex threw up. Yeah. It was great. It was great. He bought it.
I got to watch that at 5 in the morning. I watched that today. I got up early and watched that. It was very entertaining.
Beautiful.
I like it. And Vinny, hold on. I just want to say Vinny did not say a damn thing about John. He did cover up a little bit, you know?
Really?
He didn't feel with all the jokes going around about his friend.
Oh, Paulino, you're talking about. Paulino?
Yeah. Who? Vinny? Oh, yeah. Who?
I thought you were talking about the lawyer.
The lawyer. The lawyer would have been dancing. The lawyer likes to dance.
Of course. Yeah, he totally bought. Crusher 17, for reference, I gave out the link to John's show that resulted in today's hilarious show ending. Oops. NLO Twitter. Are you saying you did, or is Patrick saying he did it?
I think he's implying that Melton tweeted that.
What the fuck was that? You can't come in sound like a robot.
Skynet.
He was implying that Melton tweeted that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, we don't know until we know.
John took down today's video from YouTube and from Twitter X. However, he left it up on Facebook. I mean, Ken, you can't, you know, some things are just, he's only one man, right, Ken.
Listen, and the pub was open. It's not like he's going to sit around in his house all day.
It'll work itself out. Yeah. Don't worry about it. How long does merch take to deliver from when you order? It should be quicker than a poster, my friend. It shouldn't take long. When'd you order? All right. Well, hit me up, Paterno. DM me. I'll find out what's going on.
It takes about 7 days, 10 days. That's it. You know, calm down. Right.
The frog has a Joe in his throat.
Look at fucking Joey. I told you Melton did it. You don't know no facts, okay, Joey? You just because
you're not saying you're lying, but we haven't seen the tweet. Hold on.
God, you just want it to be that. You want it to be that, Joey.
Okay, so it says right here, look.
Let me see. I have to see for myself.
There you go. I think Chris Abel's hacked into John's email. I gave out the link that resulted in today's hilarious ending.
Wait a minute. He's joking. He's joking.
No, look, John Melendez to Patrick at Nobody Likes Onions.
But look what he said.
You're saying that Chris Melton is Patrick.
That's the joke, right? Yeah. But he's saying that he is responsible for putting the link out, and then somebody took it. And it's not like he's saying he planned the whole thing. No, he put the link out.
Right.
That's all. He probably threw it in their Discord. And that's that.
It didn't say that, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Tiger's saying there's no way it's Melton. Then why would he tweet that out?
But it's more of a joke. He's busting his balls. It's clearly what I've seen.
Well, he's joking about the Chris Abels.
Exactly. And then John took it. It's like he did it. And that's what I'm saying. That's why people are pointing fingers.
Okay.
He's joking on Twitter. And John bought it, Tiger Lily.
Well, if I know John, he's going to work relentlessly and without sleep 24/7 until he gets to the bottom of this.
Well, no, he'll blame everybody he'll never know what happened.
Right.
That's what he does all the time.
Yeah. Boom!
You're probably right. You're right on that.
All right. Well, listen, we will, I'm sure we have more to uncover in all of this, and we'll know more by tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow. Carl from Who Are These Podcasts will be joining us as we hype up this Friday, end of the week, Stuttering John recap show that we're going to be doing. And funny to think when Carl and I were talking about it, we thought for a second, are we going to have enough stuff to cover? Well, there's your answer. This alone from today is enough to fill up one episode. So.
Real quick, Bob, before we leave, Bears versus Commanders Thursday Night Football. Who do you got?
Commanders look good. Decent. I'm going to go with, the Bears suck. So I go with Commanders.
All right. I'll go with the Bears. If I lose, I'll shave this.
All right.
You already lost.
What?
He already lost.
We got to go. So
you heard it here twice, folks.
Well, hey, hold on. Who had what team?
Don't worry about it.
All right, the Bears and the Commanders. What city are they from, Joe?
Oh, first of all, I'm not familiar with the team called the Commanders.
Play the goddamn song. Bye, everybody.